Hello, this is Jordan Wilhite doing my very first podcast ever. And my English teacher, Katie, at Salt Lake Community College asked me to make a podcast of what I have been learning. But we shall go into that later. I first want to talk about what has been on my mind ever since I have started the class is global warming. I know, we've all heard it before. Global warming, whoop-de-doo. Do you have any proof? Yeah, we have proof. First off, science has proven that there is such thing as global warming. What is causing the global warming? First off, let's look back before it has all started. First, you had to create electricity. Thank you for creating electricity. And electricity has gave us light, indoor plumbing, air conditioning, heating in the winter, and so much more. So when we look at what we have, we also have the ability to drive cars through this electricity and through what we call fossil fuels. Fossil fuels has always been there, always will be there. It creates a gas and moves our car along. And it provides electricity to our house, to our living style. Basically, fossil fuels is everywhere. We now have technology that has been out there called alternative energy, which it comes from windmills, fuel cells, and water. It comes from the environment itself, not from the ground. And we learned that because of these new advances in technology, we have something called global warming. And in the early 1800s, we have seen the very first car ever made. Ever made? Wow. That is crazy. And what was that year again, if I may ask? It is 1895, the very first car ever made, and it was gas-powered. No more horse and buggy. Big revolution. It says it ran at a max speed of 10 miles an hour. Not fast. It's a little bit faster than a horse and buggy, but still slow. And because of the very first car ever made, we have had the ability to improve on what we have. And now looking at what we have, nowadays, we have cars everywhere, a sea of cars. And you just look out your window and you can see cars driving by on the freeway. And you're like, wow, more cars. Whoop-de-doo. Back then, it was stellar. I don't know if they used stellar. It was amazing. I'm guessing they would use the word amazing. But besides the point, because of these gas-powered cars starting to use fossil fuels, no one thought of global warming. Period. It was the furthest thing from their mind. Like, what if we get something called global warming in 200 years? We're ruining our environment. Yes, the environment is important and will always be important. But we need to take the thought of how can we improve what we have to make sure global warming doesn't destroy the environment. Yes, it's been on a lot of people's minds. You hear the people on YouTube or Facebook who basically yell at people who drive cars, who own a house, who think this American lifestyle is amazing, which it's kind of, it's amazing, period. No one in the rest of the world, in a third world country, lives like us. But that's besides the point. Yes, guaranteed those people who are on YouTube or Facebook saying that we are bad people because we are creating what is called global warming. First off, do you own a house? Do you have a gas bill? Do you have an electric bill? Do you own a car? And what kind of car do you own? Okay. That is something that I have thought of over and over. How can the people say that we're bad because we're creating global warming? First off, it's not a bad thing to have cars. It gets us to and from work. But now, talking about cars, we have seen the very first car, which I've mentioned, in the early 1800s. And alongside the car, we've had electric cars. Because there was someone who thought, hey, if you can make a gas-powered car, why not make an electric car? But they weren't big until we learned about global warming. So, as far as global warming goes, cars aren't the number one distributor of global warming. Houses. Yes. Gas. Yes. Basically, we have created a problem, and science can help fix that problem. And in the last 2 decades, we have seen a hybrid car, which is gas and electric. And these cars have improved in technology. And I personally own one of these hybrid cars. It's a 2005 Honda Civic. I love the car. Yeah, it might not be the fastest car on the market. It's not a gas guzzler either, which is amazing. Because as a college student, driving to and from work and to work, or I should say school, not work, to school, then work, then back home, I am saving myself money. Because in a normal Honda Civic that has non-electric, you're filling up the car a lot more. Trust me. I've had both. And so, as far as this electric, half-electric car goes, it has improved. Technology will always improve. And is creating less emissions in the air. Which is a great thing. Emissions through buildings, especially when it comes to nuclear power plants, to creating the fossil fuels into gasoline, or putting gas for welders. A lot of things combined create a CO2 of some sort. Carbon monoxide. There we go. Carbon monoxide is created and put into the atmosphere, which we have called it, which created global warming. And now, as far as all of this goes, we need to learn that we need to learn to take care of this planet. And how to do that, it's going to be kind of hard. Because no one wants to ride the horse and buggy around. Am I correct? Because it's slow. It doesn't get you to work fast enough. It doesn't get you to point A to point B in minutes. It would probably take you an hour, 2 hours, if you're going from, let's say, Utah County to Salt Lake County, depending on where you live. But with a car, you can go from Utah County to Salt Lake County in 30, 40 minutes at the least. At the most, probably 2 hours in rush hour traffic. Yeah, you shouldn't complain about rush hour traffic because it has improved our way of living. No one's going to get rid of cars, but we can always improve. And the biggest thing about improvement is going from a half electric car to a full electric car. Thank you, Tesla, for making a car that is fully electric. I'm sorry, but I love the car. There are, hands down, many reasons why I want the car. No paying for gas. I'm sorry, I hate filling up my car every day, every week, to get myself to work and to school and back home in the evenings. And with that, you have an electric car, which you get to plug into your house and it charges itself. I'm not sure how long the battery lasts. It says it lasts up to 300, 400 miles, which is quite a long ways. Going from Salt Lake all the way down to St. George on just one battery is amazing. And to recharge the car takes an hour. An hour just to charge your car back up. Amazing. Amazing. And it's self-driving as well. Less probable accident on the road, especially on the freeway. You still have to drive manually on the roads when there's stoplights, stop signs. The car can't read that. But it can tell you where the lines are on the road and keep you in a straight line. It can tell if there's a car ahead of you, behind you, in your blind spot evenly. Because I hate driving on the freeway in rush hour traffic, moving over to get onto the freeway, and possibly there might be a person in my blind spot while I'm trying to get on. Technology can improve. And there has been fossil fuels always. And will be there for who knows how long until everything becomes electric through an alternative energy source, through wind, water, rain. The thing that is water. Or solar. Solar is a very big one too. Because solar, you can put it on your house, on business buildings. It saves people money and it is a clean source for electricity. I'm liking that idea. I might just want to put that on my house when I have the money. Because electricity can get expensive when it is going through your power plant. And you get an electric bill which says $75 a month. I would rather want to save money and put a solar panel on top of the roof, which collects the energy and can save you money in the long end. Heck yeah. I would rather have that over spending my money for someone to create energy for me when I can get it from the sun. And going to what I've learned in my class, going from the idea of using science to create stuff to prevent global warming, which won't, it will slow global warming down a lot. Not completely. We just need to learn to take care of our environment from all sorts of who knows what. And people might say, well, you're not a tree hugger. You're not yelling at people. There's no need to yell at someone because guarantee you drive a gas car. Guarantee you live in a house. And it all comes from a fuel source. It could, right now it could come from the Hoover Dam, or it could come from solar panels out in the middle of nowhere, or it could come from fossil fuels. Just saying. And in my mind, I was one of those people who never thought of global warming ever. I'm serious, ever, because I thought it was a hoax. I was one of those hillbillies who said, I don't give a crap. Gas is gas. And it's not hurting me, so why is it hurting the environment? Do you have any proof? Is it scientific? I don't see anything from that. And that was my mindset growing up. I did not care. And now I do care. Thank you, Katie, my English teacher, who taught me that we need to care about what we have and how it can and how we can improve on what we have. And let's just say one day the rainforest disappears. That's hypothetically. It won't disappear. There's too many trees and you'll get lost in there. But we all have this desire for improvement. It's not going to be perfect on when, where, how, why. Someone might have the answer. Some engineer somewhere in the world is saying, I have an idea. Let's see if we can improve on this. That's what Tesla did. Tesla said, let's try to make a complete electric car that we can sell on the market. And they did it. I'm happy about that because it does improve what is already out there. We're trying to take away from the fossil fuel source. Fossil fuels is creating global warming. Now we need to improve on what we have to prevent more further damage than what we have already caused. Because the Earth is going to fix itself. We just need to improve on what we have and to prevent it from getting any worse than what it already is. And so I have talked a lot about all this, and guarantee my hands have been going everywhere, and my microphone might have been pretty dang far away from my face. I'm sorry about that. I will have to listen to it too. So I am coming to you now and saying, let's improve. Let's make life better for everyone. And thank you for listening to my rant on this subject, with global warming being a problem and how technology can help us prevent global warming. And thank you. And this is Jordan Wilhite signing off on his very first podcast ever, which I'm kind of excited that I actually did this. And I might continue to do it, so you have to listen. Thank you.